John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at Live Casino this Saturday night. Tickets are available from AXS.com. You're not going to believe this, ladies and gentlemen. Literally a week ago, we're sitting in the studio. Dave turns to me and says, "Where the hell has Jay Moore been?" And I said, "I've got no idea. I haven't spoken to him since before COVID." Literally 2 days later, who's on the phone? Jay Moore, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on, sir?
Hello, Philly. What's happening? Look at the pipes. Philly ready.
How are you doing?
Jay Moore's been in rehab.
Oh, have you really?
Well, that explains it.
How do you guys not know this? Is like...
We don't read page six.
Yeah.
I thought it was on the John DiBella Reddit.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all. I know that you don't drink anymore, but I didn't realize you were going into rehab for that.
I went in 18 months and 9 days ago. There was an intervention for me in this house that I'm in right now in L.A. I was an Adderall addict. I couldn't stop, dude. And I went to rehab 18 months ago and saved my life. I'm a free man, dude.
Oh, well, that's great.
I was coaching high school wrestling on speed. I was so skinny, my nipples were longer.
So what have you been up to? Obviously, other than, you know, cleaning yourself up, right? What have you been up to as of late?
I've been living. How about this answer? Oh, I've been living, dude. I've been living. Let's go.
Great. That's great.
Can I ask you this? Where are all those passive racists that were questioning Jalen Hurts last year? It's unbelievable. Like, you got, like, the godsend quarterback. The guy might be the wrong shape for the upgrade, so all of a sudden the 70% completion percentage. Yeah, but can he throw the long ball? You know, he's responsible for 70% of your offense.
Yeah, but what about the other 30% over there?
You have a theory that Al Pacino and Tracy Morgan basically are the same voice?
No, it is the same voice. It's, It's the same guy. It's just different. Like Colin Quinn and Harvey Keitel are the same. Like, all right. Ernie and Kermit the Frog are the same.
Okay.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Here I am at the house of the Three Little Pigs. Hey, Bert.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Producer's crying. I ruined his childhood now.
Now, what about Walken? Does anybody sound like Walken?
Just God. I'm going to be at a casino in Philadelphia, which seems like putting gasoline on a fire.
Did you recently bump into Walken and get to talk to him?
Last time I saw him in person was a long time ago at the Copland premiere. He had a speech during Suicide Kings that I loved. It was just very sing-songy the way it was written. It's lucky for you. I know who I know and I do what I do. Otherwise, your princess would be chopped minced meat by now. Kept doing that, and he thought I was making fun of him. And he goes, "I'm trying to remember my lines, and you're doing, I know what I do when I say it." But he imitated me imitating him. It was like so bizarre, and I had to just tell him, like, "Oh, I'm not making fun of you. It's just one of the best speeches I've ever heard, and I keep saying it." And he goes, "Well, keep it to yourself."
Is this the same conversation where you asked him, would he rather be able to fly or have a tail?
Well, that was the first conversation. That conversation started with me walking up to introduce myself to Christopher Walken and him saying, "I can see you." Yeah, I'm not a Viet Cong sniper working the tree line. I had a dog. I had my Rottweiler with me, and he said, "How come your dog doesn't have a tail? It's crazy. Where did your dog's tail go?" And I was just standing there thinking, "Where is my dog's tail?" Third conversation was, "What's the name of the girl that plays the nanny?" And I said, "Fran Drescher." He goes, "I'd like to do her."
On Saturday night at 8 o'clock, he will be at Live Casino. Tickets are available through AXS.com. His latest special is called Altamont, and you'll be able to see him on Saturday night. Jay, it is a pleasure to see you. I will do my best to get down there.
I love you, buddy. You look great, John. You really do.
You know, I am happy for you, too. I did not know about any of this, and I am happy for the state that you are in, so that is great.
I love you, buddy. Thank you.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.